Okay, so let's continue. We're up to Pasuk Vav. Okay, Pasuk. No, we did Pasuk Vav. We're up to Pasuk Zayin. Okay. Pasuk Zayin. Vayomer Avdei Farel Elav. And Mosai Yezel Lamdu Lemokesh. We're gonna have to go over two Pesukim. Okay, Avdei Farel Sivtov Ad Mosai. How long will this be for us for a Mokesh? As a stumbling block, let me right away go put, let's just read the Rashi over here before we go to the next page. Hatedem Teda, the next Pasuk said, the Pasuk concludes, Hatedem Teda, don't you already know, Ki Avda Mitzrayim, don't you already know that Mitzrayim is lost? Don't you realize that there's no hope left? Rashi says, Ha'oid lo yodata ki Avda Mitzrayim. Okay, let me go put it on the page, let me go put the next page on the screen. Let's see how fast I can do this. We got a lot of stuff in the way over here. One second, please. Okay. Nope, the wrong page. Every time I put the wrong page. Try this. Okay, here we go. Alright, let's get back to screen. Share screen. Okay, here we are. So here it says over here, Ad Mosa Yezem Lemokesh Shalaches O Anoshim, send out the people, the Avdues Hashem Elokei Hem. Hatedem Teda, don't you realize Paro Ki Avda Mitzrayim, that Egypt is lost. It's already destroyed. Okay, so let's see over here. We already did the Rashi, it's a very short Rashi. Let's just stick the page over here. Uncle is over here, says, Yos Guvron V'yiflechun Kodem Hashem Elokahon. This is... we're in the middle of the pasuk, but we're just gonna read what it says because it's too complicated to go back and forth. But here it says, "Yos, don't you already know Zelanu l'makay shlaches huanoshim? Send forth the men. Yos guvrayo, send the men. The yiflichun, let them worship. It's the avdu kadam es Hashem elokehem. Let them go worship Hashem. Haterem teida." Now that's some interesting. How do we translate those words? Atedem teida ki avdo mitzrayim ki an lo yodata. Now, ka'an means now. Okay, ka'an is not the typical thing we accept for the word haterem. He translates ka'an lo yodata. Don't you know? Now, arei avadas mitzrayim. Egypt is destroyed. Now we already did the Rashi. There's no Marash. Let's see over here. It's over here on the side. Ad ka'an lo. The Targum is translating the word terem, three words. He's taking three words, ha'ad ka'an lo, and he's using that as a translation for the word terem. Perish, ha'ad ato lo, kaloimar, ha'adayin lo, don't you realize? And Chayim Perish Rashi says the same thing. Don't you know that Egypt is destroyed? Lufi zetia hamila teida, osid b'mokim avar, v'ze loy ki ha Avraham bin Ezra, shepera shamila terem koidem, v'tamed achrav bo ho inyan kmo b'terem, before tavoy alehen, hamiladest yaladu, b'terem before they come. Let's go a little bit further. Masha ein kein leel, v'ayim mash kosav leel. The Khan Perusha im Koidem Shetashalchem Tirtse Lodasha of the Mitzrayim. Do you want to know before you send them away that Egypt is destroyed? Ulfize Teda Misvareshes Lashon Osid Kipshutai. Okay, so I'm a little bit confused here, but let's try to get a little bit of appreciation we're trying to say over here. And that is Aterem Teda. The question over here is the word Teda. Everything is going to center around the word Teda. Is this the future or the past? And it's going to make a very big nafkamin in understanding the pasuk. The people say to Paro, don't you realize that Ad Mosa Yezenu L'Mokesh, Shlach Es Hashem, V'Yavdu Es Hashem Elokeihem, Let them so aterem teida. Do you not already know? Is it not already known to you in the future? Oops, what happened over there? I'm sorry. With the screen over here. And what does that mean exactly? I'm not a little bit confused, but he seems to be saying, we'll go back to the Targum. Ke'an lo yedata. Ha'ad atolo. Is it so that until this point in time, you're not aware, kelaymar, ha'adayin lo, do you not yet know? Okay, that's the point. Do you not yet know? Are you still ignorant? Is it necessary for you to get an education as to what is happening in Egypt so that you will become aware and know what the situation is? So we're basically saying over here, Misa Terem, it appears that you do not yet know. And that means the knowledge is yet in the future to come to your thick head, to become aware of what the situation is. Because if you already did know what the situation is, that Egypt has already been destroyed, you would have sent the people out of here a long time ago. And the only logical explanation as to why you have delayed in freeing Klal Yisrael is because you don't know this. You're ignorant. You're not being informed. You're not well informed. You're living in a bubble. You're living under a rock. You don't know what the reality is. And we need to educate you. So the day will come when that knowledge will in the future enter into your thick head. But right now, at this moment in time, it's terem. That's not yet occurred. This is how Rashi and the Unkelis appear to translate Ka'an right now. Lo yedata. You don't know. You don't know. But what's interesting over here is that there's another interpretation. And the other interpretation is that we're going to put the word teda to mean in the past tense. Let's try to read these words one more time, the best that we can, all go further. Over here, we're learning over here is ulefi zeti amila teda osid b'mokem avar. What does that mean? V'zed loike, that we explain. The loike haraf Avram ben Ezra, shapeira shamila terem koidem, which means before, v'tomet achav bo inyin kamo b'terem tova before, tovoi alehen hamialedes, v'yaladu, avayim ashkaz le'el, v'kan peir shohu im koidem, before Shetishalachim. Do you want it to be known before you send them out? Lodas Sha'ovda Mitzrayim. Ulefi Zeteda Mispareshes Lashon Osid. Kipshuta. So I didn't explain it correctly. You know what? I'm very confused, and I don't think we should really spend. We got an idea, we have a little bit of an appreciation of this, and I think that's enough for now. I think we're better off spending our time going forward. We have a basic idea of these two different ideas of what it means haterem teida. There's an expression called ovar b'loshen osid, and there's something called pure osid. And the parish over here on the side of the parish on the Targum is coming to explain to us why Rashi emphasizes this point and why the Targum says the words that he uses ke'an lo yedata. And they are taking the approach of what's called an ovar b'loshein osid. But there's another interpretation, which obviously the Targum and Rashi are coming to reject, and that is why they're coming to emphasize this point. Let's go further. Let's go now to the next pasuk. Pasuk ches. Vayushav es Moshe v'yesaron el Paro. They were returned. They were summoned to return to Paro. Vayomer alehem, and Paro said to Moshe v'Aaron, Lechu, go, ivdu, serve, es Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem your God. And now he asked the question, Mi v'mi aholchim, but at least tell me who's going. I want to know who's going. Tell me, list me the people who are going to go. Let's see Rashi pasuk ches. Rashi says, Vayushav hushvu al yidei sholiach sheshulchu acharehem. Rashi teaches us some grammar. The word Vayushav means that there was a messenger that was sent from the office of Paro to Moshe the Aaron, and to give him a summons. Paro wants to speak with you now. They were returned al yidei through a shliach, a messenger, sheshulchu acharehem, that was sent to them. Vahoshivum el Paro, and they, the messenger, returned them to Paro. Okay, let's take a look over here at the Targum. Talking over here on the side, it says Pasuk Ches, V'itosav Yos Moshe. Okay, that word means over here that he was returned. Moshe was returned. V'yos Aaron, Levos Paro to Paro, V'amar Lehoin. And he said to them, V'amar Lehoin, he said to them, Izilu Pilachu Kodom Hashem Elo Kachon. Go, worship before Hashem your God. And then he asked them the question, Man Uman Ozlim, exactly, tell me exactly who is going to go. Now let's see what it says over here in the Perish. Perish Pasuches, Ozlin, Tzorchin, Shlotigim de Ozlin. Okay, that's more grammar. Let's go into the next Pasuk. Pasuk Yud. Vayomer Alehem, Moshe says to them, Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, the famous Pasuk, Binoreinu Vizkinin Elech, our youth and our elders are going to go. Bivoneinu Uvivna Yisenu, our sons and our daughters. Bitsoneinu, our sheep, Uvivkoreinu, our cattle. Nelech, they will go. Ki Chag Hashem Lanu, is it a festival for Hashem, for us? There is no Rashi on this Pasuk. In the Targum it says, V'amar Moshe, and Moshe says, Be'ilu Le'mano. That means the Ilu means the young people, the young folks. Uvisovano, the elderly people. Nezel, they will go. Biv Nayo, our sons. Uvivno, Sano, our daughters, will go. Beonano, which means our sheep. Okay, Beonano means tsoin, sheep. Uvisoirano means oxen. Abehemagasa, the large animals. Nezel, they will all go. Are, because Chagot, it is a festival, Kodom Hashem, before Hashem, Lano, for us. Now let's see what is over here on the side. Pasuk Tes, very little. Okay, it actually doesn't say anything, it just tells you to refer to what it means, the elders. Now we go to the next Pasuk. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk Yud. Vayomer Alehem, Paro responded, Lihi, may it be chen so, Hashem Imochem, with you, Kasher Ashalach Eschem Yestabchem, I will send you and your young children, Ru'usi ki ro'o, there is evil neged p'neichem, in front of you. Now what does this Pasuk mean? Let's take a look at Rashi. Pasuk Yud, Kasher ashalach eschem, af ki eshlach, even if I will send, gam es hatson v'es habokar asher amartem, even if I will send you with the sheep, and the bokar, like you say, ru'u, take note, ki ra'o, there is evil, neged p'neichem. What does this mean? So he says, ki targumo. Rashi says, look at the targum and you will understand the depth of these words. We will see that in one moment. Let's go further for the moment. U'medesh agodah shamati, koicha vecha yeish shmoi ra'o. There was a star in Shemaim called ra'o. Amalachem paro said, roya, I see, be'itztag ninu sheli, through my astrology. This star is coming to greet you in the desert. For who simon dam vahariga? This star is a sign of blood and murder. Uchashachatu yishol boegel. And indeed, we know that this information was used by Moshe Rabbeinu to argue with Hashem. At the egel ubikesh hakadosh baruch hu lahargam. Amar Moshe b'tfilas Hashem. Moshe b'tfilasai. Lama yoyim mitzrayim lema bira'o hoitziyam. Why should you allow the Egyptians to say that Hashem took us out of Egypt only to greet us with this constellation, this star, to obliterate us? Zuhi sha'amar lohem ru'u ki ra'o. This is exactly what it refers to when Paro said, ru'u ksi ki ra'o neged p'neichem. Miyad, immediately, vayinochim Hashem al ra'o, Hashem relented. V'hofach es adam l'dam milo. Hashem transformed the dam that he saw into a different type of dam. Adamila Shemol Yoshua Isam. Zehu Shenemar Hayoim, today Galoisi, I will reveal, I will remove Escherpas Mitzrayim, the shame of Egypt, Me'alechem, from upon you. Shehoyu Oimim Lachem, they would say to you, Dam on the Roim Alechem Bamidbar. And before we see the Pshat, when we mention this, something very, very fascinating. HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here did with Moshe Rabbeinu an amazing, amazing miracle. He gave Moshe Rabbeinu in advance an argument, the refuah koidem the makah. What would have happened if Paro would not have been stubborn? And he would say, okay, go. go serve, go to the desert, or Paro, or he would leave out this point. Whatever, there are many different ways the whole sequence of events could have come about. But what would have been if Paro would not have mentioned to Moshe Rabbeinu this pasuk, "Ru'u ki ro'o neged p'neichem"? What would have happened? We have a right to assume that they would have left eventually anyway. They would have left. And then they would have been faced with the Nisoyon of the Egel, because they were. And they failed. They worshipped the Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu now is coming to Hashem to daven for Klal Yisrael. What is Moshe going to say to Hashem that will win Hashem's will allow Hashem to forgive us, to delay the punishment? Moshe said many things to Hashem. Zuchor li Avraham li Yitzhak u li Yaakov. There are many different arguments that Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a right to assume that all of the arguments together is what prevailed. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have left out one of the many arguments that he presented to Hashem, who knows if Hashem would have forgiven Klal Yisrael at that moment in time, and Hashem could have obliterated the entire Klal Yisrael. And one of the contributing parts of the defense for Klal Yisrael was Hashem, it's going to be a chil Hashem. Because the Egyptians always said that when we are going out to the desert, we are going to be greeted by this star that represents we are under a mazel, a constellation of Dan, and we're going to die. And they're going to say that this God of the Jews is an evil God, evil genius. He took them out of Egypt in order they should come under the influence of this star, so that Hashem could destroy them. And then Hashem, your name will never spread throughout the entire world. The Egyptian society will write you off. They will conclude that God is not worthy of service because he's an evil genius. Because look what he did. He brought about the Ten Makos, all of these incredible miracles. All for what purpose? In order to bring the Jews out into the desert so he could destroy them. We don't want to have anything to do with this God. And Hashem, your name then will never achieve renown throughout the entire world. Because the goal of Klal Yisrael is not just to be selfish people that we have a private relationship with Hashem. The purpose of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is to be an Or La'amim, is to be able to teach the entire world, is to have influence over the entire world, be an Or La'amim. And Moshe's arguing this is not going to happen. How did Moshe Rabbeinu even know this is what the Egyptians were really thinking in their minds? It's only because Paro here spilled the beans. Paro said to him these words, Ru'u ki ro'o neged p'neichem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These five words saved Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about this entire situation, this entire event, in order that Paro should just mesiach lefitumo, should just incidentally throw out this, make this statement, release this classified document, what the Egyptians really think of what's happening, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking them out of Egypt in order to bring them to the desert, they're going to come across this constellation, they're all going to die, and the natural conclusion is going to be that Hashem is not for them. Moshe now has been armed with knowledge, with a piece of information that will be extremely critical in saving Klal Yisrael. Paro, by accident, he contributed to our salvation. He, our worst enemy, who tried to destroy us, he himself gave us the ultimate argument that would be necessary that we should survive when we have find ourselves doing something that reveals our shortcoming in the worshiping of the ego. That's what Rashi says over here. The Medrash Agadah, the Ru'u Ki Ro'a Dega Peneichem, this is where Moshe Rabbeinu gains the tool to argue to Hashem that Rachman is upon Klal Yisrael, because it should not be Chil Hashem. Now let's see the Pshat. The Pshat over here is, going back to Pasuk in the Targum, Pasuk says, Va'amar Lohoin. And Paro says to Moshe, Lohoin Yeheich Kain, it shall be so, Memro the Hashem. If Hashem wants you to go, it will be so, fine, I'll let you go. The Memro the Hashem Besatchon, Hashem will be at your aid. That's a very interesting translation, because he says over here, he is with Besatchon, which means he will be your, he'll come to your help. A Sa'ad means a support. What does it mean the word imochem? With you. What does that mean with you? Targum translates with you to mean Hashem will come to you to help you, to be a support. Besatchoin, kasher, kadwen, ashalach yoschoin, I will send you out, v'yos taflechoin, and your children. Period. Chazoi si are bisho, there is evil, atun sivirin, lemebad le. Here's where the Rashi says kitargumo. Take note that there's going to be evil, atun yu sivirin. Sivirin means our thinking, lemebad le, kovel apechoin le istihora. What do those words mean? Let's look over here what it says on the side. Okay, here we're going to have a lot of very interesting things over here. Here it says that Hashem is imochem, Hashem is with you. Besatchoin, ba'azar, ba'azar techem. Ezer, Hashem will come to your aid. But you should know there is bishin, atun sevir lemevat. Ro'o atem choshvim la'asois. Sevirin, okay, sevirin ayin miluim, that means the back of the sefer. We'd have to pass stuff for right now, even though I have a sefer here, let's see, let's go a little further. Les kovel apechoin leistichara. What does this mean? Kavanoso, ein nira mipnechem. It does not appear sheyesh bedatchem lohasev hara hazos milipchem, to remove. You have no desire to remove this evil from your hearts. Now let's go a little bit further. We'll come back and explain. Ule as tichara hu miloshen v'lo sosuv nachla, to turn. Shetargumo lo sistachar. Well, so what does it mean then? You have no desire to do teshuva. Ungel is saying something extremely bizarre. Paro is telling the Klal Yisrael, I see in the people, the Jewish people, you have evil plans. When you're going to go out to the desert, you are going to plan, sivirin means to plot, to commit a crime. And you have no intent of going back, retreating from your evil plans. There's some conspiracy going on here amongst the Jewish people. Let's read a little further and we'll come back and explain all this. Now he goes on to say, Aval peir zet sarachin, shahoy lo targim, la'ascha rusa. Okay, we'll come back to that. Aval nira shetikim b'shnei panim. Kvar kos rabban l'kamon tezayin yidal shazudaka b'sum bravos peirish. Explains now, ro'on nege p'neichem, shakavona shakavona, Hakaras pneichem onsabochem. The expression on your face is testifying against you. When you look at a person, you can see what they're thinking. I can just look at you and I can see there's evil in your heart. There is magmas pneichem ra. She'ein atem choshim lachazor. You do not have any plans to return. V'zeh k'medrash chachamim sh'amu ve'il l'shmos rabba derech ha'bachurim v'hazikeinim lizbayach. It's the derech of the young men and the elders to slaughter. Shema ha'ketanim v'ha'af mi sh'oimer dover zeh ein dai ein mi sh'oimer dover zeh ein dai to el l'vrayach. Why are you telling me that you want to send out your tapchem, your little babies? Adults need to bring a sacrifice. You are telling me the reason why you want to leave Egypt and go into the desert for 3 days is because you want to offer sacrifices to Hashem. Infants do not offer sacrifices. They're too young. So there's absolutely no need for you to take your infants out into the desert. Why then are you demanding from me to take the infants to the desert? It must be you're planning to flee. Once you get to the desert, you're never coming back. You're going to go and you're going to go somewhere else. Therefore, you're liars, and therefore, that's why I'm not sending you out. If obviously, this is very complicated. Let's go back and try to appreciate a little bit more what we have over here, different ideas. Okay, so let's go back. Over here, the pasuk over here says, Paru says, the similar to the pasuk over here is, Lochein. The answer is no, it is not correct. Chein ordinarily means correct. Your request to go out into the desert and offer sacrifices and take with you the young men, the elderly people, the children, and all of your cattle and sheep is not correct. Lechuno, wait, I skipped the pasuk, I'm sorry. It will be correct that Hashem will be at your aid. Kasher, when Ashalach, it's a rhetorical question. Yehi chein Hashem imochem kasher Ashalach eschem v'yestapechem? Question mark. So we're learning from the Targum how to read the pasuk on a very simple level. Is that Paro is saying, is this correct? You are telling me, Ki Chag La Hashem, there is a festival to Hashem, and we need to offer sacrifices. I am saying back to you, is it correct at the festival of Hashem for you to take with you your little children? Tapachem means your infants. You don't need your little children. The only ones that you need are your young men and your adults. You don't need your little children. Obviously, it's not about going to bring a sacrifice to Hashem. What are your real plans? Ru'u, see, which he's learning over here is Ru'u, recognize, ki ra'a neged p'neichem, which the Targum is saying, we're going to go back and read the words inside, you're a bunch of liars. Aaron and Moshe, you're liars. You have no plan to offer one single sacrifice to Hashem. Your plan is to commit a crime. What is that crime? Your crime is to flee, to leave Egypt, and to never ever return. And you have no intent of you're so set in your ways, you have no intent even for a second to change your plans. Now let's try to read that whole idea into the words of the Targum. Targum over here says, back in the pasuk, Vamar lohoin, and he says, Parasat them, Yihi chein, Memor da Hashem besatchoin. Kad ashalach yoschoin v'yostaf l'choin? Question mark. It is a rhetorical question. Is it really correct? Yeah, is it really correct that the word of Hashem will be at your aid? Okay, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now he says over the word memra. Is it correct? The memra da Hashem besatchoin. The words of Hashem will come to your aid. The command of Hashem, which is something a little bit interesting, will be at your aid. Kad when Ashalach Yoschoin, I'll send you v'yos taf l'choin and your children. That's ridiculous. Hashem is not going to go come to your aid and help you when you're old, that when you're taking with you your infants. Hashem does not need your infants. The only one that Hashem needs is your adults, your male, your young men and old men, but not infants. Is it really correct then to tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to your aid, is going to be come to help you? Hashem's words, which means Hashem's commands, Hashem's instructions that you should receive blessing, is it really correct that it's going to be there if when you take with you your little children? Ridiculous. Chazo, therefore see, Are Bisha, I know what's going on over here. There is a Bisha, there is a crime, an evil act. Atun you sivirin are planning, are thinking lemebad to do this. You're planning to do a crime. And now when it says ru'u neged p'neichem, what does it mean in front of your face? Les kobel apechoin le'istichora. You're set in your ways. It is not before your face your ability to change your mind from committing the crime that you will commit. So when it says ki ro'ah is the crime, ukiwad is a crime, neged p'neichem, in front of your face, and this expression in front of your face means you're not holding back, you're not going to backtrack. And that's a little bit difficult to read into the words. Let's try one more time to read the parish, maybe we'll get more, a little bit more clarity. Over here he says, over here, Besat choyd means ba'azarchem. Okay, that Kadosh Baruch, is it really true that Hashem is going to be at your aid when you go and you bring with you your children? Lemebad, okay, you're planning to do sivirin, means ru'usi, you're planning sivirin ayin v'imluim, les kovel apichon le'istichorona. This refers to neged p'neichem. The two words in the pasuk of neged p'neichem are here being translated with these four words. Les kovel apichon le'istichora. Kavanosoi. Ein nire mipneichem. It does not appear on your faces. Sheyesh bedatchem. That you have any intent. L'chosev horo hazos melibchem. To regret and to renege on this evil plan. You're set in your ways. So the word l'istichara means to retract, to return. And here he goes on to explain how that word, the word l'istichara, not means to go back. Because the nachla, an inheritance, will not be taken away from a person who gets it. Which means the same exact word. So here as well, you're not going to change your mind. So neged p'neichem means ru'u ra'ah, neged. Neged means it's preventing you from changing. It's very difficult what he's saying. So he's saying, so what does the word p'neichem mean? The word les kovel apechon, it's not before your ponim, le'istichorah. To change. Neged p'necha means your ponim, your direction is set. And when we say neged p'nechem, ru'u ki ro'ah, there is an evil plan. Neged p'nechem, the word neged has a connotation, there's nothing that can be done to prevent you from going back on your desires. So p'nechem, I guess, in this context would mean your ponim. Your ponim here means your will. There's nothing going to prevent you from carrying out your will by doing this avera. Now the problem with this over here is, and the problem though with this is, so he doesn't like this, then he goes on to say, because he grammatically says that the way the Targum translates the word is not correct. And he goes on to explain because of Ramban. Then he goes on to get other perushim, and he says Ronega Panecha means that when you look at a person, I can see that you're an evil person. You can see the evil. The evil is neged. It's on your face. It's written all over your face. That's how the Ramban learns the word neged p'nechem. The evil, your evil plans are written on your face. Shakavona ha'karas ha'karas p'nechem on sabachem, that the recognition of your faces was saying testimony ki ro'ah b'lavachem, that you have an evil intent. V'yod peresh ro'ah neged p'nechem, shakavona magmas p'nechem, ro'ah, shein atem choshem l'achzor, that's what we just said now in the unklas. V'zek, fine, v'zek kemerish, okay, then he goes on to explain the Mishan the Pasuk. Now, after we've learned all of this, and we go back to Rashi, we have to ask the question, why did Rashi quote this Medrash Agada on this Pasuk? So it would possibly appear, now that we know what these words mean in the Unkelis, on a very deep level, Unkelis is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, Paru is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, why do you want to leave Egypt? You know what's going to happen to you when you leave Egypt? You're going to do an Avera. The Aver is not an Aver against me. Forget about me. you are going to worship the eagle. And the worshiping of the eagle is going to be, now here's one of my chiddush I'm trying to tell you, is neged pineichem, is a rebellion against you, Moshe. Pineichem means the pnei hador, the ponim, the other generation. The leader of the generation is called the ponim, or the whole nation, when they go out into Egypt, and you're going to go to Shemaim for 40 days, and they're going to say, oh, it's 40 days, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? We can't wait. They're going to commit, it's not in your personal best interest. I'm trying to over here, trying to take what the Targum says, and then go look at the Rashi, quote Semen Shagada, and to show on a deeper level that we have to appreciate, Rashi is not coming to tell us just every medrash there is in the world. Rashi consistently draws his perush that he provides from the Targum. The Targum is Rashi's starting point. Rashi either is very pleased with the Targum and elaborates, or Rashi is not happy and he challenges, or sometimes Rashi embellishes the Targum. Rashi was obviously very intrigued with the Targum, because the Targum says, Ru'usi, Ru'ah, there is evil, Neged Peneichem, and the Targum translates these words in a very unusual way. The evil that you people have in you, it's Neged. Neged means there's something holding you people back from changing your minds. You're stubborn, stubborn people. The Ru'ah is there. It's in your Peneichem, and there is a neged, there is a barrier that prevents you from coming to your senses and having charata from the crime you're about to commit. And what is the crime you're about to commit according to the simple understanding of the Pasuk? You're not going to return. You're not coming back here to Egypt. Because if you really were planning to come back to Egypt, you would leave your little babies at home, because little babies do not need to offer a Korban Pesach, offer a sacrifice to Hashem. So it's ridiculous why you're taking your little babies with you. Why then do you want to take your babies with you? Because when you get out of the border of Egypt, you're never coming back. You're going to run for your life with your entire family and every possession that you can take with you. This is an excuse. It's a lie. It's a total lie. And you're so set in your desire to carry out this crime, it's neged. Neged means you're set in your ways, there's no release. That's the basic gist of what the Targum says. Rashi says that, I have a Medrash Agada. I love these words of the Targum. And the Medrash Agada tells me about the story, what's going to happen in the desert. Klal Yisrael is going to worship the eagle. And then Hashem is going to say, so the Ra'ah is going to be the star in Shemayim. There's a Ra'ah in Shemayim, which means there's blood. And you're going to worship the eagle. And Hashem's going to want to kill the whole nation. And Hashem's going to want to wipe you out. I see that in Egypt, there's, and indeed, that's what happened. Indeed, Klal Yisrael, they worship the eagle. Hashem wanted to wipe them out. But if we take what Rashi says and we put it into the Targum, we can suggest a drush. And what Paro over here is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu is, he's saying over here, Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's not a good idea what you want to go do. Vayom Aleihem, Vayom Aleihem, Yehi Chein Hashem Mochem. Really? Is Hashem really going to be with you? Kasher Ashalach Eschem Yestapachem. And your little children? Hashem doesn't need little children to bring korbanos. Ridiculous. Number two. Now comes the clincher, the second argument. Moshe, I want to tell you a little secret. When you go out into the desert, now it may very well be that all of your people, all the people in Klal Yisrael, they love you, they adore you, you're their leader. Moshe Rabbeinu had the highest respect. His approval ratings were sky high. Everyone loved Moshe. Ish Moshe, Yimotzechein, the Pasuk says. I want to tell you something, Moshe. I'm a politician. I've been in the business a long time. And the people, they turn on you in a moment's notice. Right now, let me let you know that it's not in your political best interest for you to do this. Because I'm telling you when you get out of here and you go into Egypt, there's going to be a rebellion neged pineichem, your face. The people are going to rebel against you. And indeed they did. What do you mean they did? Because when they worshipped the Egel, it wasn't just a rebellion against Hashem. It was a rebellion against Moshe. They wanted to replace Moshe with an Egel. They didn't give Moshe the benefit of the doubt of waiting even one more minute. That was a sign that they were frustrated with their leader. So Paro over here is giving Moshe Rabbeinu some advice, some political advice. Watch out, Moshe. You want to go out? Chazosi arei bisha, atun sevirin lemevad. There is evil that your people are planning to do against you. Les kovel apechon leistecharochim. Let me go here. That's not what the Targum says, but he once already the Targum explained that there's going to be a crime. A crime is going to be committed. Planning evil. The Targum learns that the ra'ah is Klal Yisrael is planning to do ra'ah. Rashi says no. In the Medrash Agada, the ra'ah is not what the people are planning to do. It's what Hashem is going to do to them, bring upon them blood for the chait of worshipping the Egel. But wait a minute, why would Hashem want to go in and destroy them? It's because Klal Yisrael, they're planning to rebel. Deep down in their hearts, they resent this. And when they get out of Egypt, they're going to worship the Egel, which is going to be a rebellion against Hashem, a rebellion against you. And they're not going to go back on it. And then, what are you, Moshe, going to have from this? What's the benefit? So he's telling over here, Paro, we're trying to suggest over here, at the end of the day, I'm talking in circles over here, is that Paro is telling him there are two flaws in what you're trying to do. Number one, you're a liar. You're a liar. You're not planning. I can see through your plans. You're not planning to offer sacrifice to Hashem, because if that would be the case, you would not need to take your tapin. Number two, Paro gives Moshe Rabbeinu some political advice. Moshe, you're their leader. If you're their leader, you have something from this. You have kavod. Paro was probably talking to Moshe the way he looked at himself. You have honor. They probably pay you a good salary. And if they're not paying you a good salary now, knew the day will come and we'll give you a nice pension. You'll have a legacy. They'll name many high schools and elementary schools after you. They'll name bridges after you. If they named a bridge after George Washington, why shouldn't they name a bridge after Moses? Is there anywhere in the world that has a bridge called the Moses Bridge? I doubt it. But Paro was saying, listen, you're going to have a legacy. You can have covered, you can have money, you can have your children, you'll have generations where they'll have jobs. What to do? Let me tell you a little secret, Moshe. It's not going to work out well for you. When you leave in Egypt, they're going to rebel against you. They're going to worship the eagle. It'll be an insult to your authority. And at the end of the day, is you'll walk away from this with nothing. Okay, that's how I'm trying to elaborate upon the words of the Targum. Alright, then we'll just finish the Sheni very quickly, because we're not going to be doing this tomorrow, so we'll finish it quickly. L'chein l'chun na'agvar v'yivuyas Hashem ki yoysat v'vakshim v'yigarish ha'sobem ne'ez paro. He says, no, only the adults, and that's the end. Rashi over here says, l'chein k'asher amartem l'chein l'chatav v'mochem l'chun na'agvar v'yivuyas Hashem ki yoysat v'vakshim v'yoysat v'avoyda v'vikashtem ad'hein ad nizchol l'chein v'yinir chatav l'zbech. This elaborates upon the previous pasuk. He drove them out. Targum until Sheni. The passage says, it's they who Hashem wants. He was driven out. Min kadam paro. And what is over here on the bottom? It says here on the bottom, pasuk yud beis, pasuk. Pasuk Yud Aleph, or it's the word Ba'an. Yosatun, he wants, Hashem wants. Ba'an, he wants. Here on the bottom it says Hashem wants. Targum B'Loshon Hoivek, okay. And that's it. That's really it. That concludes until Sheni. Okay, Rabbis, I hope we learned something over here. I certainly did. Thank you for joining me. Okay, and Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow night is Thursday, so tomorrow night we're going to learn the Siddur of Mirtz Hashem at 7:15. Be near there. Have a good night. Thank you again for coming. Be well.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.